WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
This is my brutality!
In your dreams, I need sleep, bleed.
Look at my eyes, the things that I lies, lies, lies. Look at my eyes, it's a do or die, die, die.
It's Monday night, you know what that means? It's time for another edition of the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTLiveChat. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Shop by clicking the purple rectangle button on the screen. You can use Creator Code Rock, Soccer, Lin, Zem, Ward in the Fortnite item shop. Because Sabrina Carpenter comes out tomorrow, so buy it. Hashtag Epic Partner. We're back. It's Monday. It's been a minute. They're back in the States, so we can do a post show. I'm the producer, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Doing this on Monday nights, but at the same time I did actually really like when they were in Europe. Like, it would have gotten old, but like, it was nice that, you know, we had the time and everything. But no, we're happy to be back on Monday night and talking all about the lead up to WrestleMania. This was the second to last Raw before the show of shows, and we are building. We're hitting the gas pedal now. There was some twists and turns along the way, some shirt ripping, some just you know, buttons being pushed and stakes being raised.
There were Adam Pearce was in the ring to open up Monday Night Raw. He brought out Sky, Bianca Belair. Pearce said he was wrong to put Bianca. Also, Rhea Ripley came out as well. Pearce said he was wrong to put Bianca in the match last week as a ref because he was wrong to think that any of them could handle themselves like professionals. They all were like, "What are you talking about?" He then decided, well, you know, we're going to change things around. We're going to settle this all, and we're going to make it a triple threat match at WrestleMania. Bianca said a couple weeks ago she would have been pissed off because she earned her way to WrestleMania. She said that she did it all through blood, sweat, and tears. She won the Elimination Chamber, where she was special referee. Whereas Rhea can do whatever she wants and just be added to the match. She said she doesn't care anymore. She said she's not scared of Rhea Ripley, and she said she will overcome a triple threat match. She said she'll walk out of WrestleMania as the WWE Women's World Champion. She'll go through Rhea Ripley to get it. She signs that contract. Ripley goes to sign it. Bianca told shut up and like threw the contract at her. Then they threw the contract back and forth. Io stepped in between. She got shoved away again. Io left. Pierce was like, "You're going to sign it?" And then Io's springboard dropkick. Both women signed the contract, grabbed her belt. She left. Solid segment, and it seems that Bianca is being booed a lot more, and we talked about it on Thursday, but it's now translated over to the U.S. It seems like Rhea Ripley is over just a smidge.
It's really hard to fight Rhea's popularity. Like, they have lightning in a bottle with her, and it doesn't matter if she's good or bad. Like, people just love her. And so it's really, really, really difficult trying to be a babyface with her, especially if you're going against her. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I think Bianca, they're playing it well with Io and Bianca. where you're having Bianca play more that, like, they're all kind of playing that tweener role really, really well, where they're not full babyface, but they're not all full heel. And it's just, there's, you have the animosity between the three, especially with Bianca, who got done dirty. You know, it's, she won the Elimination Chamber. She should get the match. That is the protocol, right? Like, and it's almost that, it's almost that rehash of Becky and Ronda, where they put Charlotte in the match and everybody was super pissed. It's almost the same, not quite the same build, but like the same type of scenario where it's like, it should be Io and Bianca. It should absolutely be Io and Bianca. It should be a one-on-one. But you have Rhea inserting herself into the conversation because Bianca screwed Rhea, and Rhea's not going to take it. It should have been Bianca and Rhea, but here we are. So Bianca's reaction to being told, you know what, Pierce is like, I'm sick of this crap. I'm sick of y'all doing this. I'm just sick of dealing with it. I don't have time for you. So you know what? Fine. Y'all three want to fight? Let's fight. You can do it at WrestleMania. You can figure out who gets the title, and I don't care which one of you it is. Indeed. It was a really well-executed segment.
Backstage, Finn Balor is talking to Dom.
Wait. I have one more thought on that. Adam, Rhea's not in the Judgment Day anymore.
No,
they covered
not.
It on commentary.
Yeah, they did.
But when he introduced her, he flubbed and he said she was part of Judgment Day. Like, I was sitting there and I was like, I heard it and I was like, What? Did I hear that right? And then they immediately, like, the announcers as she was coming out, they're like, No. No, that's not right. So yeah. So, but she's not part of Judgment Day.
She's not part of,
broke up.
Speaking of the Judgment Day though, Finn Balor was talking to Dominic Mysterio. He said, I can't believe both of them get a shot at the IC title. Liv took credit for getting Dom the match. Balor said he didn't know Dom wanted a shot, and Liv said it's like a double chance that they both get to, you know, one of them will walk out champion. She said it's all good as long as one of them wins. Finn told Dom he didn't think that people think he doesn't think he has that killer instinct. He's not tough enough to win. He said he could change everyone's opinion of that by beating Penta all by himself tonight. Finn believes in Dom. Also, Carlito went to the Mall of America.
Why?
I don't know. That's what he had at the end of the segment. Because they're in Minneapolis.
I mean, they are in Minneapolis. And I've been to Mall America. It's big. It's definitely big. I don't know how much is still left in it, but it's big. But yeah, Liv being sneaky in this one. She's playing the little subterfuge game right now. So we'll see how that turns out for her.
And what was a really good match for the Intercontinental Championship? It was Lyra, Valkyria, Bayley. A really good match. The last 5 minutes were particularly really, really good.
Yeah, they were. Like, this was just a knockdown drag. I can't believe we got this for free, honestly.
We did get it for free. Lyra Valkyrie retained, countering the Rose Plant after coming out of the Boston Crab Lion Tamer. Yeah. Bayley thought about not shaking hands and hugged her because they will be teaming up this Friday on SmackDown in hopes of running the gauntlet to get a shot at the women's tag team titles at WrestleMania. Yeah, technically it's no longer free. We technically didn't get it for free.
I mean, this is very true, but y'all know what I mean. To be fair,
cable's not free either. But so, anyway.
No, it's not. No.
It's actually
honestly
more expensive.
Honestly, this is cheaper than cable.
Yeah, it's cheaper.
I saw something today, not to like sidetrack us, but to totally sidetrack us. Izzy is trying out for WWE ID.
Yeah, she's 18.
I feel old. I feel so old. But just imagine a world where Izzy and Bayley feud with each other or team together. I'm not picky, but just imagine.
It could happen one day.
Yeah.
Kathy
and then
Kelly.
We'll all sit here and be like, we remember when she was a little girl.
Kathy Kelly was backstage with Bert Kreischer or something like that. He's a comedian. Ran into Gable. Then he's like, hey, good to see you, but we came to see, you know, from Minnesota for this, blah, 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 blah. He's like, I didn't come to see you guys. I came to see these guys. It was Otis, Tozawa, Maxine, and Otis and Bert tore up on their shirts and exposed their bellies. And later, Bert chugged a beer in the crowd. It is what it is.
It was a cute little segment to get the guest star on there because, you know, you got to plug the Netflix people. So here you go.
Yep. Jackie Redmond was talking to AJ Styles about facing Logan Paul at WrestleMania. She said Styles says he's in a good place now and he has a chance to embarrass Logan Paul on the grand stage. Well, because you can't beat Experience. Karrion Kross walked in and asked how Experience helped him last week. Styles asked what he wants, and Kross said he wants to help him. He said he wants the version of AJ Styles that is needed to beat Logan Paul at WrestleMania. Karrion said that they need him to win. We need this. AJ's like, all right, I'm going to talk to Adam Pearce and give you a taste of what AJ Styles is all about next week. Solid.
Very Karrion, solid. Completely solid.
Karrion Kross gets to wrestle next week, so that's fine. What was a hell of a tag match? It's Dragon League, Jackie Wild, and Cruz del Toro of the LWO taking on the Creed Brothers and El Grande Americano.
Oh, boy.
These boys can do flips.
This was impressive.
Yeah, it was. It ended when El Grande Americano put something in his mask to load the mask for when he does a headbutt. It hurts his opponents, but not himself. Amazing how that happens. Anyway,
Interesting how that happens.
Ray saw it happen. He tried to argue with the referee, tell him what happened. Did not help as El Grande Americano and the Creed get the win. And then Rey Mysterio is backstage, and he's like, or Natty and Maxine were talking to Pierce about the tag match. And then Rey walks in, and he's like, hey, we got to talk. I want a match. And Pierce is like, yeah, I'll set you up with one with Chad Gable. He's like, no, I don't want Chad Gable. I want El Grande Americano. Pierce is like, just name the time and place. Rey thinks about it for a second. I want him at WrestleMania.
Ding.
All right, cool.
It'll be a solid match
on the show. It'll be one of those matches that it's like midway through that kind of helps bring the crowd down a little bit. And, you know, Chad Gable gets to work WrestleMania. I
mean, which is cool. He gets to work Rey Mysterio at WrestleMania.
Yeah, it's even better.
It's kind of one of those things, especially with Kevin's situation, because you and I were talking about this before the show, that like you have to find a way to fill that spot. And this is a good, solid way to do that. I'm curious to see what will happen if Gable gets his identity is exposed, or how long they plan on like running this.
I think you blow Rey, it off. I think you blow it off at WrestleMania.
Yeah, because like it's kind of one of those things that it has a little bit of run, but not a lot of run. And you had Rey do the appropriate reaction, which is it's insulting to my people, it's insulting to my culture, it's insulting to luchadors, like it's insulting to everybody involved in this, and this is BS and I want to fight him. So you had the very appropriate reaction from Rey regarding this, and it's kind of like, yeah, I completely agree with all of that. And it's like they're doing this all really, really well. Like they're executing this perfectly in terms of the whole feud, but I don't see it, like I don't want it to be like a 6-month thing. Like if this gets blown off at WrestleMania, I'll be fine with it. Like, good for y'all, you did it, you got it over, now it can go away. It's for good.
And they, we don't need it. They built it for months, and it's climaxing at WrestleMania. Long-term storytelling.
Ding.
Gunther makes his way to the ring, gets interrupted right away by Jay's music. Gunther is like in a suit with a red tie, white shirt. He takes off his jacket, rolls up his sleeves. Jay's making his way to the ring, not eating. Everyone else is eating. He was very mad. He slaps the microphone out of Gunther's hands. He goes, Gunther, do you have a mother? Do you have a mom? Do you talk to your mom? What do you talk about? Family stuff? Does she ask you how the wife and grandson are doing? You know, regular family stuff. Jay's like, I have a mother too. He said what he talked about this week with his mother was how Jimmy was laid up in a hospital with 15 stitches across his forehead. And she asked, why didn't you protect him, Joshua? He said he has never lied to his mother as a grown man. He told her it was because he was afraid of Gunther. He said it was three steps ahead, and you know, you're playing checkers, I'm playing chess. It wasn't enough. But you had to get my family involved, especially Jimmy. He's tearing up. He's getting all pissed. He said he watched Gunther wipe his brother's blood all over his body. He said he's never felt so disrespected or scared. You made the whole damn world stop. You violated my twin in front of me, making my heart stop. He said the craziest thing is, in his darkest moment, a light bulb went off. Ain't that something? You know what I realized? I'm not afraid of you no more. He said before WrestleMania, hug and kiss your family. He said that night before WrestleMania, he's going to lay his head down, say a prayer, and ask the Lord to forgive him for the man he's about to become. Because at WrestleMania, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you for me, for Jimmy, my whole damn family. I'm going to take the World Heavyweight Championship.
We have a motivated Jey Uso on our hands. This was really good.
Yeah.
Like, I have no complaints about how this went, and they did the perfect setup for it last week with, you know, Jimmy getting bloodied. So the fact that you have all of that going on, and now you have Jay that walk out and be like, I'm just gonna, like, unalive you at WrestleMania. Like, that's where we're at now. Like, before I was gonna beat you. Now we've done gone made it personal, and you don't want that from me, but you're gonna get it.
Yeah.
I'm still somewhat surprised a stip has not gone on this match. Maybe next week. I really, the way that they're escalating this, I really, really do not want this to be a fair fight. I don't feel like this should be a fair fight. I think this, they've had the fair fight. Jay lost. Now they need to have the just fight.
We'll see what happens if we'll see what happens if they add one. I don't know if they are or not. I don't think they do. But referee discretion will play a factor.
Brent's favorite thing. Referee's discretion.
Yep. The World Tag Team titles were on the line. It's the War Raiders versus the New Day. And Woods brought in a chair into the ring. Ivar used it against him. Referee called for a DQ. On commentary, they were talking up the neck issues for both Ivar and Eric. And that's exactly what the New Day went after the match. Right? Kofi hit Ivar across the back and the neck. He went after Eric. They wedged the chair in a corner. They drove him headfirst into a chair. Then they put Eric's head in a chair. And they were going to stomp him. But referees and officials came out before anything more could happen.
I mean, the match itself was really, really, really good.
Like, yeah, it was a good match. We'll get the rematch at WrestleMania.
The best part of, like, all of this is Xavier's tweet with Kofi, where they edited E out.
Yeah. That was good.
That was good. But yeah, this was very good. Like, the bad day is on a roll.
It was Penta and Dominic Mysterio in your wrestling main event of Monday Night Raw. Penta would get the win. Carlito got involved afterwards. And the camera angle they used on Bron Breakker rolling to the ring and then spearing Carlito.
Jesus Christ, he's not human. That man is freakish.
He is a freak, but that was a great camera view of it from behind, of him just running and spearing him.
I wouldn't call that spearing. I would call that flying. That man got airborne. He had hang time.
He did. He really, really did. It was everyone got a little action in. Finn was standing tall until he picked up the belt. Bron Breakker went for a spear. Finn Balor dipped out before it could happen.
So Finn's like, no, I'm not taking that.
Not tonight. So that sets up more of the four-way at WrestleMania. But the big story coming out of it is the main event segment of the show, Paul Heyman. He said he'll be loyal. He will always be loyal to his tribal chief, Roman Reigns. He will always be loyal to his best friend in the world, CM Punk. He said he can be loyal to both without being disloyal to each other. He said when it comes to WrestleMania, he wants to get one thing perfectly clear. And before we could get that going, Seth Rollins came out. Seth Rollins told Paul Heyman he wanted to ask him a question that's been on everyone's mind. Whose side are you on? He asked, you know, Seth asked if he's loyal to Roman. Are you loyal to Punk? But you can't do both. He said he doesn't think Roman gives a damn about him. He said he uses him. He uses him to book his flights at China Shoe, order steaks, and hand him his Ulafala. Roman Reigns doesn't respect you. He lost his title in the main event of WrestleMania thanks to some well-dressed visionary. He said Reigns disappeared into ether and he didn't take Heyman with him. He left you with the very caring, loving hands of his family members. Solo and the rest of the bloodline. And did they treat you well? He said they weren't. He said they treated him like he was a scum of the earth. He said he didn't wonder if Roman would come save Heyman. Let me ask you, did Roman come to your rescue? Heyman's like, no. He left them to get massacred in his hometown in front of his children. He said, your children had to watch your father get put through a table because Roman Reigns doesn't care. Seth said Punk wasn't there to rescue him either. He said his best friends are there for each other, but they don't use each other. He said Punk walked out 10 years ago, including on everyone, including Paul Heyman. He said he tried to tear everything else we were building here. He said he didn't come back to embrace Heyman. He said they love to reminisce and romanticize about war games, but he wasn't the first choice. I was. And then he throws in the stop me from when I'm telling lies, a CM Punk line. He said he declined. He said Punk was the last choice. Did he join Tony Roman to get out of the goodness of his heart because he loves his best friend Paul Heyman? No, he did it because he knew he could use it to get a favor out of you. Seth told Heyman that Punk is not his best friend and he loves no one but himself. He said he has to be honest with Paul and all of Minneapolis. I feel bad for you, Paul. You're in a very difficult and unenviable position. You're between a rock and a hard place. He suggested you step aside and let them, the three of them, fight for the soul of the industry. He seems like, I can't do that. He understands, says Seth. If there was only a solution, if there's only one way we could remove you from the situation, Paul, it's for your own good. I would take it a privilege to remove you from the situation right here. It takes one boot to the back of the head, one quick stomp, and it's over. He said no one there to save him. Not Reigns, not Punk. He reminded Heyman that Punk likes to say he's not there to make friends, but he's here to make money. So how much are you worth? And Heyman yelled and pushed him back, poked his chest, and like, don't you put your hands on me again. He shoved Paul Heyman into the corner. Punk comes out. Heyman's screaming, I'm so sorry. And then Punk and Seth are fighting, wheel fighting. They're like, they're just beating on each other over and over again. Punk has Seth on the steps, going to stomp him on the steps. Seth rolls back in the ring. CM Punk chases in, hits the stomp. Paul Heyman is checking on CM Punk. He goes, I'm so sorry. Seth Rollins moves in, goes for the stomp. Heyman moved, but Seth Rollins stops short and goes, now you owe me a favor.
Ooh.
One more little twist.
We all know what this means, right? Heyman on Paul match. Make it happen. The question is, because they're putting Heyman in a very, very, very curious position, is what does he do? Who does he go with? Because Seth is right. Roman never saved Paul. Roman used Paul for his own ambitions, like he did everybody else. And when he lost, he left. And he left Heyman and everybody else in the lurch. And so Heyman did what Heyman does best. Heyman found somebody else. He stayed with the bloodline. He latched on to Solo. And he got put through a table for it. And, well, Roman never defended him. Never, as far as I know, checked on him. Never did anything for him, right? The opposite end of that spectrum is CM Punk, who he and Heyman are close. They're friends. Punk came out, defended him tonight. He's defended him in the past. They had the whole alliance back in the day before Punk left. Heyman managed Punk against Taker. You know, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. But, you know, Punk is far from perfect. And Punk kind of sort of used Heyman a little bit, kind of blackmailed his way into this situation. Just a smidge. Just a little bit. I wouldn't even say blackmail. Coerced is a better word. Then there's Seth. Who, as far as I know, Seth and Heyman don't have a bad relationship, but they don't have a good relationship. It's kind of neutral, but they've often gone against each other in the past because Heyman was with Roman. But Heyman and Seth could do some serious business together if they really wanted to. Just two masterminds out there having fun. So the question is who does, and that's if Heyman wants to, so who does Heyman pick? Is he loyal to Punk? Is he loyal to Roman? Or does he go with Seth? And what's Seth's favor going to be? Because I have a really funny feeling it's going to be Paul. Buddy, you're in my corner now. That or he's going to be told not to show up, but it's WrestleMania and Paul Heyman has to be there. But yeah, I have a funny feeling that Paul Heyman's going to get yoinked from CM Punk. He's going to go on Seth's side. And now Heyman is in a pickle. Because like I said, who does he pick? Because he could betray both Roman and Punk and go with Seth. Or he could stay loyal to Punk. Or he could stay loyal to Roman.
I do not believe
is going to happen.
I don't think he goes to Rollins, but I think Rollins, there will be a pivotal point during the match where he makes Heyman have to choose. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
It's another added little twist to the story that's really fun. They're not making this completely straightforward. They're adding a lot of twists and turns in this because these three men have a lot of history with each other in different points. But what's really curious is to watch Punk kind of get injected into Roman and Seth's shared history, right? Because we know the ties that binds Roman and Seth, right? We know that story. And Seth has worked with Punk in the past. He has issues with Punk. Punk is responsible for the Shield coming in and being created and that whole story being started. So he's sort of that meeting point for Seth and Roman. But in terms of Roman and Punk, there isn't a lot there, right?
I mean, there's War Games, them using him for War Games. That's kind of the point of the crux of it. I mean, and, you know, Shield, there's the name was Shield.
But in comparison to the other two, it's not quite as, like, rich and deep and...
No, because Punk left for 10 years.
Exactly, that's my point. So it's like you have the history between Punk and Seth, and that's what's really bringing those two together. And then Seth is the problem, basically. That's my point. Seth is the drama, because Seth and Roman have issues, Seth and Punk have issues, Seth and Heyman have issues. Heyman has issues with everybody, everybody has issues with everybody else. It's going to be fun to watch this go down, especially with Punk and Roman and how they set all of this up. Florida wins. Houston goes down. They gave it a good run. But, like, I'm looking forward to this just from a storytelling point, just because of the people involved in this match. I think this is one of the ones that I'm really looking forward to, just because I know we're going to get something juicy out of it.
Yeah. We'll talk more about that in 10 days. But that
I'm
wrong.
Kind of excited for the go home.
Yeah,
what are they
going
to do?
Roman's there.
Roman's going to be there.
So we'll talk about that next week. But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We're back live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern for the Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news. We'll have notes. We'll have a discussion. It's The Rack. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
This Thursday, it's the tier list of WrestleMania entrances. Should be fun.
It will be very fun.
And then our WrestleMania week's coverage kicks off this Saturday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern with CB Radio, as we'll have the Great and Great Debate of WrestleMania matches along with their predictions for WrestleMania. And tune in like 15 minutes beforehand for the 0 hour. Brent has opinions. So tune in for the 0 hour. Tune in for the 0 hour before CB Radio. They'll get cut off into CB Radio, so he has 15 minutes to get them all in. We go live on CB Radio Live, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Sunday. WrestleMania preview and chat. I got some breaking news.
Oh,
this Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's the WrestleMania preview on WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio with Tim Stein, the intern Kane Kiddens, and one Keishi Matsunaga.
Keishi's done doing Keishi things and he's back?
Keishi's back this Sunday,
yeah.
10 p.m. Eastern. We will be back. He's back. Yes. This Sunday. We will be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show. Right after Raw ends, around 10:30 p.m. Eastern, we'll be live to talk about everything on Monday Night Raw. Other WrestleMania preview coverage includes the Rax preview the following Thursday. We'll have simulations of WrestleMania during the final hour of SmackDown that Friday. The Rack will be live following WrestleMania Day 1. WTR is going to cover the whole thing. The Rack will have its Day 2 coverage the following. We'll have the go-home of WrestleMania, or the Raw After Mania Raw Post Shows too. All the coverage. You see the little fancy graphic on the screen. It's going to be fun. Lots of stuff.
Everybody
coming.
Tell Rock his graphics look nice.
Thanks. But yeah, we have stuff. Anyway, that Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/WildTalkRadio. Our chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit code RocketSock or
Lynn's M. Ward.
In the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store when you buy Sabrina Carpenter, Jim Marvel's, Batman's, Robin's, I don't know, everything. Hashtag
Epic Partners.
There you go.
I was like mid-stretch when you like 13 minutes like, ah, crap. Anyway, you can follow me on most of social medias at Linz Ward, L-E-N-S-W-D. You can check me in on Twitch, twitch.tv/Linz Ward, where we will be streaming this week at some point, whenever it drops, the HSR Honkai Star Rail 3.2 update that is coming. You'll also be able to see me later in the month rolling for Anaxa. There will be screaming and crying and praying and all the things. But yeah, tune in, twitch.tv/Linz Ward. You can also follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SymbolLinzWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, LinzWard0.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We're back. It's the Post Show. We're here till the summer at some point when they go back overseas for a week. So you can't get rid of us. It's every Monday night along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.